then, Christy. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Downtown Daybreak Public Infrastructure District number one. Today is May 12, 2016. It is 4:05 2026. Sorry. It's 4:05 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Eric, you want to start for us?
Yeah, Eric Carlson.
And David Quant.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese, District Council.
Brendan Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting Group, District Accountant.
Christy, you're no longer the anchor location, so
Oh
you have
man,
to.
Christy Barker.
Thank you. And we do have Julie Randall at the anchor location. Julie, do we have any members of the public?
No members of the public present.
Okay, perfect. Oh, we just got David Cannon joining us. David, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, you're good. No problem. All right, board. First up, we need to have a public hearing. The public hearing is to take any public comment relating to our 2026 budget. So, with that, I need a motion to open the public hearing.
David Kwan, I motion to open hearing.
Thanks,
Eric
David.
Carlson, second.
Thanks, Eric. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, board. So now we are in a public hearing. That the public hearing is to take any public comment relating to our 2026 budget. So, Brendan, do you want to walk through the budget for us?
Absolutely. Bringing up a screen to share with you all. Please let me know once it's visible.
Yep, looks good.
Perfect. On April 23rd, we had the tentative budget approval process, and between that time and now, we went through pricing of the bonds and got the final numbers on that bond issuance. And so we are proposing some numbers in the final 2026 budget that are different than what we had originally looked at in that tentative budget. And so I just wanted to walk through that comparison to see what we had originally approved and then what we're proposing as the final budget. So I'm going to walk through those briefly. What you have on your screen, the left-hand column is the 2026 budget that we talked about in April. The middle column is what we're proposing as the final budget today, and then that right-hand column is the variance. I'm going to focus my comments primarily on that variance column because that's what's changed, and so you can see those. So looking at the other sources and uses in the middle there, you can see the bond proceeds line. From the time of the tentative budget through the bond pricing, the district was able to secure an additional $3,345,000 in bond proceeds. In addition, the cost of issuance did go up about $66,900, but the amount needed in the debt service fund went down about $733,000. And so we adjusted those final numbers to reflect that final bond issuance activity. Because of the adjustments in the bond proceeds and funds available, if you go up a section to that to the expenditures, you can see that the expenditures went up $3,261,000 because we had more bond proceeds available. And so we adjusted the budget to capture that. And then additionally, going up to the interest category, we had originally budgeted $1 million of interest income, but because of how quickly the bond proceeds were drawn down after the issuance, we're proposing an adjustment to that interest income, actually reducing it to $250,000. So a reduction of $750,000. Any questions there? Okay, then we'll jump up to the debt service fund. Similar format structure, but looking at that other sources and uses category there in the middle. And this is the transfer from the capital projects fund to the debt service fund. As I mentioned on the previous page, that number actually came down. And so you can see we adjusted that transfer by the same $733,000. And then under the expenditures, there were none, remains none. Under revenues, because the amount transferred to the debt service fund came down, we have less money in the debt service fund, so therefore less interest income. And so we are proposing a decrease of $20,050 in the interest income up under revenues. And then in the final numbers, final iteration, the estimate for the tax increment for the HTRZ did go up $5,500. And so we reflected that in the budget as well. Any questions there? All right, hearing none. Then lastly, we have our general fund. We have no proposed changes to that general fund. What was adopted or approved as the tentative budget, we're proposing as the final budget. So that's what I have for you on the tentative to final budget presentation.
Thanks, Brendan. Board, any questions?
No.
Anything? Okay. All right. I do not see any members of the public that have joined. Julie, do we have any members of the public that have joined there?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right. With that, board, what I need then would be a motion to close the public hearing.
David Cannon, make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, David.
David Kwan, I second that.
Thanks, David. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Next up, board meeting minutes from our April 23rd meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve?
Yeah, again, David Cannon, I make a motion to approve the minutes from April 23rd.
Thanks, David.
David Kwan, I second that motion.
Thanks, David. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, quarterly expenditures and the quarterly financial statements. So, Brendan.
Great. So I will walk through the quarterly expenditures for first quarter, and then the financial statements. We'll do that all together, and then we can do the needed motions afterwards. What you have on your screen are payments that were made, the payment detail report for January 1st through March 31st, so the first quarter. The bonds issued in mid-March, so there's not a lot of activity, but what you do see on your screen is the payments that were made. And I'll make it bigger so you can see it. But this is the cost of issuance fund. So these were monies that were set aside at closing from the bond issuance to pay for expenses related to the issuance of the bonds. And so these are the payments that were made out of that fund, out of that account in the month of March. And the total payments were $566,237. And you can see a listing of the various vendors whose payments were made in March. Any questions on any of those payments?
No.
Right, then jumping over to our financial statements. So the financial statements are in a similar format to what we reviewed with the budget, capital projects fund, debt service fund, and a general fund. I did include the proposed final budgets, even though it's not a final budget yet. I put those numbers in there in the left-hand column for comparative purposes, the middle column being actual activity, and the right-hand column being the variance. So I'll go through these pretty quickly, but please stop me if you have any questions. So looking at the other sources and uses section in the middle, starting there, just because that's the meat of the activity, if you will, in first quarter. So those bond proceeds, bonds issued at $86.32 million. In accordance with the payments and closing expenses for the underwriter, total cost of issuance amount was about 2.2, 2.3 million expended in March. We did have a transfer to the general fund to cover administrative costs of $164,000, and then that transfer to the debt service fund for $22,604,000. So that at the end of March left $61,259,093. As you all know, in April there was a payment made with those funds, but as of March 31st, those were still on hand, if you will. There was no interest income at that point in time, and there were no payments at that point in time as of March 31st. Any questions there?
And this is Dave Kwan on the cost of issuance. If I'm reading that right and understanding it, and there is indeed a surplus there, what happens to those funds?
Yeah, and that's all directed in the indenture. But those funds available, if once they've paid all the vendors or the vendors' invoices came in, well, once they've paid all the vendor invoices, if there are any savings that were realized or if there was any contingency money that was set aside and there are true cost of issuance monies left over, those then get transferred to the capital project fund and can be used to reimburse the developer.
Okay, that answers that. Thank you.
While I'm here, so we will make sure that that cost of issuance fund is closed out and we can identify that number and give it to you. Additionally, in March, we see some activities, some interest earnings that came in. And so we'll round up with you all to make sure that we can get a final requisition for any monies that happen to be on hand to get you all reimbursed. I was looking at the engineer certification and the amount of cost certified exceeded the amount of monies that were on hand. So I believe we already have the certified costs in place and we just need to requisition those and get those paid out. And so we'll follow up after this meeting and make sure we can button that up and get any lingering monies transferred over to you all.
Sure.
Yep, that'll work.
All right. So then moving up to our debt service fund. Well, from bond closing to March 31st, nothing really happened other than the transfer of those monies to the debt service fund. So you can see the $22.6 million coming in for that capitalized interest and surplus funds. No bond interest payments and no other incomes received in Q1. So limited activity there. And then moving up to the general fund. Similarly, with the bonds closing when they did, in the middle of March, we did have that transfer from the bond issuance of the $164,000, but did not receive any invoices for any expenses for the month of March, nor any interest income in the month of March. So, again, very limited activity in Q1 just because of the timing of the bond issuance. But any questions on either the debt service fund or the general fund? All right. Well, that's what I have for you today. Michael, I'll turn the time back over to you.
Okay, thanks, Brendan. So, board, what I'm going to need then would be a motion to accept the first quarter financial statements and the quarterly expenditure listing.
Dave Kwan, I motion to accept the quarterly budget and expenditures.
Eric Carlson, second.
Thanks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up is where we adopt the budget. So in Utah, we have to adopt budgets through a resolution. So super simple, just says that we had approved a tentative budget, we had a public hearing, and now we're adopting the budget, and the tax rate will be zero.
Easy. Motion.
Yep, I need a motion to approve resolution 2026-07.
David, can I make a motion to approve resolution 2026-07?
David Kwan, I second the motion.
Great, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, let's go back. All right, next up, annual meeting schedule. So, Christy, do you want to tell us the dates again?
I've already sent you all out in calendar invites because I think we talked about this at the last meeting. So we have it scheduled that it will be on the second Tuesday of each month, each quarter at 4 o'clock. So we've got one scheduled for August 11th, November 10th, and December 8th.
Yep, you got it.
Okay. So what I would need then would be a motion to approve this as our remaining annual meeting schedule for 26.
Eric Carlson, motion to approve.
Thanks, Eric.
Dave Kwan, I second.
Thanks, Dave. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Okay, that's all the action items I show. Tyler, do you have anything for us?
That's for me. They've already got their disclosures on, so.
Okay, perfect. Do you guys have anything for us you need us to take care of? Seeing heads, nope.
Not at this time. I don't think so.
Okay, perfect. All right, last thing I
Okay,
need then
real
is.
quick, actually, for Julie's benefit, is South Jordan City working out for public meetings? And is there any coordination needing on posting, physical posting of these meetings there?
I was able to get it posted out front, and they met me 5 minutes beforehand and got us a smaller room. And so we have them booked for these remaining three meetings. So we're good. I'll just have to again post it a week prior. Do I need to send Christy to you the picture of it being posted?
I asked Matt about that and I have not got a definite answer yet of the picture.
I don't.
But the agendas will only need to be 24 hours before the meeting. It's just when we have a public hearing, but I'll make sure when I send them to you, I specify if it's a 7 day or 24 day so you know when they need to be put up. Will that
Okay.
be okay?
Yep.
Great.
Okay. Any other questions? Does
Michael, did
anybody?
you get an answer on that? If she needs to take a picture?
I think he was leaning that we didn't, but Julie, if you
Yeah.
want to take one, we can always just put them in the district records. So.
Okay. I know the first one that we held, it was required. And I had to send it back to, I believe, someone at Gilmore Bell, maybe. But so I have it on my phone. I'm happy to send that over.
Yeah, if you could send that one for sure, because that dealt with the bonds. And so
Yeah.
there was the contestability period, all of that. So that's what they needed that for. But for a regular board meeting, I think we're good as long as we get it posted. I've never had anyone ask about like a different posting somewhere else. So
Okay.
I would say we're good. So,
All right. Sounds good.
okay. Board, you guys all good?
Yes, we're
Okay.
good.
We could get a motion to adjourn then.
Yeah, Dave Kwan, I motion to adjourn.
Eric Carlson, second.
Thanks, you too. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, good to see you guys as always.
Yep, thank you.